Players for Players is a sports technology company.
Okay. So Julius, thank you so much for coming again.
My pleasure, Mr.
Right? Because the last time we had you, I had you on, it was actually in a whole different location. It was the beginning. You were like in two digits.
Yes.
I think you're like 20. I have to look and see what you were, but you were at the beginning. You took a real risk.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm the startup co-founder, CEO of Startup Players for Players.
Is that what it is?
Players for Players is a sports technology company.
Okay.
And main purpose is we bring additional revenue to sports teams and their athletes through fan engagement.
Right.
So it's really, really exciting.
Okay. Who are you doing this with?
Houston Ross.
Houston Ross, right. Houston. He was on too, right?
Houston was on. He was on. Myself and Houston, we came on together, did the podcast with you.
Right.
And Houston's now in Trinidad.
Okay.
Taking on a different venture, but he co-founded P4P. We call it P4P, Players for Players.
P4P.
Players for Players.
P4P, okay.
Short.
And so when did you start? How old is it now?
It's about 3 years old. Yes.
And do you have players that are involved with
it? We have players and teams that are involved with it. As a matter of fact, we went from one team last year. Now we're up to six professional teams.
Can you say who they are?
Sure. There's one team is called U.S. Ancona in Italy. So we started in Italy.
Okay.
Because one of our investors owns the team in Italy.
Right.
So he invested in us and he purchased the team. So it was very fortuitous and really lucky for us.
Right.
So we said, hey, we have the app, which is designed to really have fan engagement. Why don't we sponsor your team? And in turn, your team joins our platform. So that is how the impetus of getting team engagement started.
Okay.
And once the team came on, we did a fan engagement strategy. And fan engagement strategy is, and mind you, this is post-COVID, but it was coming out of COVID.
Right.
So we would go into a stadium, and we may give people free drinks plus a phone cover for their phone. And it'll have the team logo, and it'll have our logo, Players for Players, on it as well. So the fans start to say, hey, well, what is this Players for Players? And then the fans learn that it's a place where the athletes are on and a place where the teams are on.
Wait, now you did this in Italy?
We did it from here. We did it from here, but the team, yes. So what we did was we have a marketing person, a marketing team in Italy.
Who was actually at the stadium.
That
had the cup holders they had the phone
covers.
So we
work with local vendors.
Okay.
And that's the great thing about, you know, digitization, digital world.
You don't have to be there.
I don't have to be there. We just hire the right people. We work with a local marketing team. They create everything. We have our own team as well. We have social media. We have a marketing team as well. So they come up with the strategy and designs. We then send those designs into a local country, and we then action it at the stadium.
Wait, Julius, so basically, you're saying, so as one person, you just have you that you're responsible for here.
Yes.
The rest of the stuff you're delegating out to different organizations or groups
Through the internet around the world.
That you've never seen. You can do your homework on them.
I can do my homework on them.
Right, to find out how legit they are or whatever.
Yes.
But you don't, it's like Lancers or whatever, where you get people to do your logo or whatever it is.
Yes.
And they bid to do it.
Yes.
And they say, I'll do this job, and they're qualified. And you're guaranteed, your funds are guaranteed.
Yes.
They get it once they complete what they're doing.
Yes. And so we just use that and that process. And by that, we're able to engage the fans at the stadium. So the fans will be either checking out the players or they'll be checking out the information on the team. So that idea of fan engagement is no longer just checking like an Instagram or something to that effect. It's actually while it's at the stadium in a real-time environment.
Okay.
Which is much, it just heightens the fan engagement.
Right.
Because fan engagement for sports is highest when the event is occurring.
Okay.
And so that's when you're looking at other platforms, you'll see live streaming, you'll see the comments from fans while the match is occurring.
They're actually in the stadium on their iPhone going through or whatever.
Yeah, they'll be if you go to any sporting event today, the dichotomy is Gen Z people watch the event And they were on their phones at the same time.
About that same event or a different event?
About that same event.
About the same event.
So they're typing their friends, they're chatting, but that whole focus is split between the live event and the communications. They could be communicating with one another or friends and family
right.
back home while they're watching
about
the
game.
About the game. So our purpose is really to enhance fan engagement. And through fan engagement, you're able to generate additional revenues and resources from that.
So that's one team. Now tell me the other teams. You said there's about six teams?
Yeah, there. We have a team in Macedonia called Brea Strumica.
Okay.
And
now this is soccer?
Soccer. This is
it's all soccer.
Soccer.
Okay.
This is all soccer.
All right.
We find that really, if you look at the numbers, soccer is the number one sport in terms of fan participation
right.
globally.
Worldwide, right.
Second most popular sport is cricket.
Cricket is?
Cricket is this, and it's largely because of like India and Pakistan.
Okay, right, right.
And so those
numbers.
So they
have all the numbers, right.
And those numbers are so phenomenal in terms of that. So we have a cricket association on our platform as well. They're called the British Barbados Cricket Association. So we have Brea Strumica, going back to soccer,
okay,
European
right.
football.
See that one?
Yes, and then we have four other teams in Italy, Scoli, Empoli, the other two teams, Ternana, and I think Ascoli. I mentioned that team.
Wait. Now you say that like you can speak Italian.
Oh, I'm working with the Italian football players and associations almost every day, so I'm my
your
dialect.
Your conversation sounds just like yeah, yeah, this. This brother sounds like he speaks some Italian here. Shoot, had you spoke Italian before?
No.
But
no.
Now it's starting to really get
now
there.
Now it's starting to even
because you're hearing it so much.
I'm
right.
hearing it so much, but still, it's fantastic because you're learning more and more about soccer in terms of the professional level.
Mm-hmm.
And Empoli is the tier one team. So if you can imagine, we went from U.S. Ancona, which is a great partnership for us, they're in Series C.
Which I don't know what the structure is. What's the ranking?
So the ranking is Series A or Premier League, Series B and C.
Okay.
U.S. Ancona was Series C.
Okay.
This year, we're working with Series C, Series B, and Series A, Premier League. So in that context, for after 12 months, that type of trajectory validates really the fact that teams and athletes and fans are interested in that engagement.
Mm.
And really what it means is that it's one thing to be on a platform like YouTube and Instagram, but to be on an all sports platform where fans from different teams and leagues are all on that same platform,
mm.
it's a more close-knit, I wouldn't say community, fan forum.
Right. Do you have any competition?
Yeah, I think the competition that we have, they focus on, yes.
Okay.
So you could argue Instagram, but that's a different
right,
level.
But I mean, yeah.
But we have a competition. There's a company called...
you don't have to promote them.
No,
I'm just saying, but you do have competition.
Yeah, we do have competition.
Okay.
But they often focus on, say, marketing athletes. So their purpose is to have an athlete join their platform, and then find a brand sponsor to match.
So they're not so much dealing with the customers, with the fans.
Right, they're less focused
on the fans. You're focused on the fans.
We're focused on the fans and how to, and the sponsors. We're focused
okay,
on
right.
the sponsors and the fans and how what do they want
okay.
out of engagement.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the other platforms, like I said, it's the traditional model of. We want to get athletes sponsorship.
I see.
Most athletes want to have a sponsor.
Okay, so they're trying to help the athletes. So they're just going for the jugular right away.
Yes.
There's the money. There's money there, we know it.
Yes.
Both have money.
Yes.
We want to see if we can put them together.
Right. And our right. approach is, yes, we understand there's money. We want to create an ecosystem.
That's right. That just
whereby
continues, yeah.
where it just continues, where it's a platform where an athlete or a team and their athletes come on and say, yeah, we have fans, or we want to engage with them. Offer them some content,
wow.
and then for that, we'll have different products that we have. So for example, you can subscribe to an athlete's channel, or you could send a what we call a shout out, which is a direct message
mm-hmm.
to an athlete. And those have different fee levels. And then there's some free aspects to it. So a lot of fans are sports enthusiasts, and they want to promote their own athleticism, both male and females.
Right.
So they have their own channel. So everyone on our platform gets their own channel, if you will, and therefore you can post your own content and be a sports influencer.
So where do you see this? You just started. You've had it for 3 years now?
3 years.
3 years. Where do you see the future? What do you see the future being for BNB?
Yeah, I think the future is we're currently looking at teams in Japan. We're going to, the idea is Japan, France, and the U.S. We'll try to find several teams because the important thing is the partnership. And, you know, you have some teams, a lot of the big name professional teams have apps already. And ours is an app, both an app and a web based platform. Mm-hmm. A lot of the larger teams have those big platforms. But most of those platforms or the type of engagement is different from ours. It's one way.
Okay.
It's more, here's a video, here's a photo, here's some news.
I see.
Ours is, oh yes, here's a video, here's a photo, here's some news, but let's engage about the content that you see. For us, it's, you want a team that's saying, yes, we have a platform, we're on Instagram, but we want to be a good partner because teams scratch their heads in the beginning about what we're doing. They're saying, wait a second, this is new. This is a little different. What are you saying again? I said, no. You join our platform. We work with you and your athletes, and we create fan engagement through our technology. And I think it takes teams a little bit to understand, but once they get it, they said, oh, I see. It's about us engaging with our fans in a different way. So in terms of the targets, we're looking at, we'd like to have two teams in Japan, soccer, and then maybe baseball, because those are two huge sports. We'd like to target one NFL team next year, and we'd like to target a soccer team in France as well. So we want to expand our footprint and just target certain particular teams and just keep learning about our relationship to professional sports and athletes and teams.
Wow. That's fantastic. So what's the name of your company again? Tell me again.
Sure, it's called Players for Players.
Players for Players.
Yes.
And so what's the best way for people to get access to it?
You can download it off of Apple or Android. Mm-hmm. We have an app available. You can, it's Players for Players. And it's Players with a Z.
Players with a Z. There you go.
And or you can access off the website.
All right. Well, anything else you want to tell me? Anything else you need to talk to them about?
No, I think we're great. We're really excited about what we've done. We have a team of people that are dedicated marketing, social media, and we're really excited about working with athletes and professional teams. Because our purpose really is to extend the life of the athlete. Because unlike artists who get residual earnings from their records, you know, they can get royalties. Mm-hmm. Athletes typically don't. You know, once their career is over, athletes tend to find their income level drops.
Right,
but they
right.
still have a net worth and they still have value to their name recognition, what they've done on and off the field. So our platform is designed to extend the life of an athlete, the revenue stream of an athlete. And for the team.
Now, through what? Through doing what?
Through our monetization platform. So you could have your favorite athlete and they join the platform, and they may be retired, but they may want to have their own podcast. A lot of athletes have podcasts now.
Or sell merch.
But what we find is that the active athlete, little to no time. They have little to no time because people don't realize how much time they are dedicated to that sport. And then when they are home with their family or
friends,
they want to be with their family and friends. So our platform is designed to support that process too as well for an athlete, because by and large, athletes, again, don't have time to have content, but they're at their height of popularity. So our platform supports that. While you're at the height of your popularity, you can earn additional revenue. After your career is over and you have more time, you can earn additional revenue. And for the sports team, it's more about the fan engagement because they're a company. The last thing I'll leave you with is that we did a study and found that across all ages, fans look to athletes first for engagement and not to sports team. The sports team is second. across any age group, when they go on social media type platforms, they're looking for an athlete to connect with. The challenge for the athlete is they don't have the sustainable content. The team has the sustainable content. So for them, it's this, in this dichotomy, it's this challenge in the marketplace, but yet athletes stay popular and teams stay popular. Depending on where they are in their career and status. So,
it's
a lot of research behind the approach that we take towards, you know, fan engagement as well as sponsorship engagement.
That's fantastic, Julius.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I wish you all the best, man.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you for it. Please, you know, people can download Players for Players and engage with athletes. And like I said, we're focused on Japan, France, U.S. next.
All right.
Thank
you're
you.
Going to make it happen.
Yes.
I want to thank all of you for watching or listening to this podcast. And never forget, it's all on loan, so continue to reach for the stars.
Because you're too blessed to be stressed.